But you just said, God damn you, hillbilly.
Okay, what's number two?
4444?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
October 25th, 2008, Saturday, 4:20 p.m. This is Happy Days Restaurant.
Happy Days, it's Pam speaking. How may I help you?
Beautiful afternoon to you, ma'am. What was your name again?
Pam.
Hello?
Hello?
Do we have a good connection? Are we going to have trouble?
So
are we going to have trouble with the telephone? I called in last week twice, and anything that happened, I just know that someone would disconnect the phone on me, and I was asking, you know, normalized questions. There was nothing odd about what I was asking over there. Do you have cloth napkins or paper napkins?
We have paper napkins.
Okay, I was thinking of bringing in my own silverware. Would that be offensive? And only cloth napkins? Would that cause an issue? I just want to make sure that there's no offense on you. Are you the owner? Who's in charge?
No, I just work here.
Well, you don't think anybody...
The owner is not in today, and the manager is not in today.
Do you have the claw game there?
I have a what?
You have the claw game?
No, we don't.
Do you know what I mean by the claw game? Have you ever played the claw game?
No, I haven't.
This is big box game machine. And inside there's little bears and stuff, and there's this big claw, and you go, like that. And you hit the button.
No, we don't have that here.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, but we don't have that here. This is a gas station.
That's my favorite game, is the claw game. It's a very... Did you know that claw games make, for every dollar that you invest in it, do you know it can produce up to $5.28 in revenue?
No, I do not.
Would you be interested in renting or purchasing a claw game from us?
You'd have to call back on Monday morning and speak with our manager.
It includes free refills and maintenance for 3 months? And you can choose to extend that.
I cannot approve any of that, sir. You have to call back on Monday morning and speak with our manager.
I put a snake inside the claw game once, and I put a rat inside, and the snake fought the rat. Yep. Coming up next, Ninja Pirate. Ninja Pirate, comic books, games, cards, in Pflugerville, Texas. Thank you.
I was just purely doing phone calls today.
Thank you.
Ninja Pirate, this is Amira.
Ninja Pirate, you said, right? Ninja Pirate. Let me think here. Do you guys carry the City of Heroes comic book there? Or do you know what I'm talking about?
Was it a recent comic or an older comic?
Maybe it's something like that, yeah. Pretty much.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry? Uh-huh.
Is it recent or...
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. City of Heroes?
No. Yeah. City of Heroes.
Okay, hold on.
Of Heroes. Hello. I don't know what to do with this woman. Is it a woman or a man? Let's ask when we come back.
A woman, maybe?
It sounds busy there. Maybe they're playing Magic the Gathering tonight. It's a weekend, big night for Magic the Gathering.
Yeah,
Hello?
Magic is going on, yeah.
Hello? Yes, hello. Is it a big night for Magic the Gathering?
Is tonight the big night for Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
No, sir, that's Friday.
What do you do on Saturday nights, young man?
Saturday nights, we do RPGs.
Ooh. Like Vampire the Gathering?
We do stuff like Dungeons and Dragons, Mastermind, Dark Heresy.
What can I get into? What's fun, sir? I want to spend a little bit of money and get a starter deck or something and get into the. I want to get in the thing. I want to play games, like with people outside of the house. Is there a lot of?
Hold on one.
Who's,
hold on one second.
What's cool, man? All right, we're gonna find out what's cool. They got different departments here. This is the recruiting department we're going to now. Hello? Hello? How dare you push buttons on me? Hello?
To place a call, press 1.
To play Jesus and Magic the Gathering. Jesus and Magic the Gathering.
If it's to play Jesus and Magic the Gathering?
Yeah.
It's cards. You can't.
Yeah, sorry, I got disconnected.
What kind of way is this of doing business, sir?
Excuse me?
What kind of way is this to do the business, sir?
The phone guy could disconnect, sir.
Someone pressed a button, too.
No, it got disconnected.
Someone pressed, I think it was the number 9. And then it went out.
Oh, I apologize for the inconvenience. All right. You're running a card game?
I want whatever's, like, the most fun with most people, like-minded people.
Then I would recommend getting into Yu-Gi-Oh's, which starts Saturday at about 1 o'clock.
No one isn't
like,
Yu-Gi-Oh
going on
for
right now, but that has the biggest.
I'm not a kid, sir. I'm not a kid.
It's for all ages, sir.
Oh come on! I want something that's not going to be like that. I don't want Disney or Japan. Dungeons and Dragons.
Coming down tonight then and trying out some of the RPGs. You can jump into mostly anybody's game and they can create you a character to see if you like it and you can test it out and play it.
I was thinking of having a character who was like a priest that fell and now he's a thief and a sodomer.
I would check up tonight and see if anybody's playing D&D then.
The sodomist priest. That's the class. Can you pick your own classes or?
Yeah, you can pick your own classes.
Sodomist priest. I think that's more along the lines I'd like to go. Now, it's not necessarily. Do I actually draw the picture of them also to explain?
No, not most of the time.
No, I can though, right?
If you want.
Yeah, you ever.
It's a really wide-based game. Like you can do a lot of stuff in it. That's why most people love RPGs.
Yeah, I definitely think I'll go along with the sodomist priest thing. Which book would I have to buy? Like, how many books of the tales, and how do I purchase upgrades?
You don't purchase upgrades; you earn them as you go, like throughout the game. Like, you get experience points.
Now, can I buy the upgrades? Can I buy the upgrades?
No, sir, you can't buy upgrades.
What would make me say I'm going to give everyone here $50 and I'm going to be now be, what's the first important upgrade I should make as the priest? Like a religion?
I have no clue because I'm not one of the RPG guys. We have different employees for each individual thing.
Well, put someone on there who knows about this game because I would like to know, like, if I want to get religion too. Instead of religion 1, I would like to think that I could maybe just pay a few dollars and, you know, be able to pass all that. More of like a VIP kind of, you know, card.
Commonly, that's not accepted throughout most RPGs. Like most,
but who's going
to
know?
I don't actually think I've ever met someone that has
who's
been
gonna
able
know?
To do that.
Who's going
to
know, baby? No one's going to know. This is going to be between me and the Game Master.
Yeah, usually the game masters don't go for that.
Put me one of those men there that deals with the Dungeons and Dragons and.
No one's on the clock right now, sir. That take care of that.
Is there anybody there who can answer a? It's a more
I'm
fine.
I'm the only employee on right now.
Oh, I talked to a person that sounded like a man and a woman at the same time. Can I? Who was that? But it's true, I did. Who was that? Do you remember hearing that talk? That thing was like, it was sounding
to place a call, press 1. To place a call, press 1. To to listen to your recorded call.
I'll have to call there later and block the numbers or something different instead of the studio line.
So, yeah, I walked in one of those shops once, and they were playing whatever they were playing, and they were and they started this whole argument about it being ethical whether or not to play Jesus for their game.
Oh, God.
Big, huge argument about playing Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, that's the kind of shit you...
Because Jesus can do anything.
Here when you walk in there.
Yeah, because what if, like, exactly. I shouldn't make it a public announcement that I have created a character for Dungeons & Dragons who's the most powerful ever, and he is Jesus, and see if I get someone to try to beat that out. And then someone else will just create God. You know? I don't think... There's not, like, a confederation of Dungeons & Dragons, is there? Wouldn't that be cool? Like, if, you know, every character was recognized. Is that how it is? Is your character recognized universally? Like, could you take your character and move him over to someone else's game?
Yeah, you could. But, you know, it's just, you know, within a little group. Right. And no matter... I guess you can, like, log it into, like, a universal log or website. I don't... And this is something I know nothing about, but maybe there's, like, guilds and they have characters, and maybe you could copyright your character like anything else for those things. I don't know. It's an interesting thought, though. Look into it.
Yeah.
Another one of those geek places.
Cool, dude. Well, hey, if anyone knows about that, let me know. Also, what's going on with the World Series? Isn't that today the first game? I think it is today, right? I think it is today.
I'm a dork. I know nothing about sports.
You're a Dungeons & Dragons dork.
Yeah. I'm over here teaching myself animation, actually. This is dorky enough.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to let you all know that this is going to be the last Saturday afternoon show because I picked up a new shift at work. I'm going to have Mondays and Sunday and Monday off instead of Saturday and Sunday. So... I can do a show on Saturday, but it would be late. It would have to be a night show. And I wouldn't be against that, because technically that would be my Friday. That'd be kind of cool. The only problem being is I think there's already... I mean, you got the Ford show and the Hook Nose show already on Syndicate, so... Maybe if one of them one day folds or something, or moves on. Yeah, one of them goes to the other channel one day... Not other channel. If one of them moves to a different spot or something for reasons of the same... Then there you go. Maybe I will come back on a Saturday. Maybe I might do a Monday night show. That might be cool. Monday nights or Monday afternoons.
Monday would be cool. Sunday would be cool too. If anyone's around Sunday, getting up.
You know what? You know what? This is a blessing in disguise because now, you know, we say the big thing about the Saturday shows because there's businesses open Saturday afternoon. That's why we do the show. It's been kind of fun. Well,
yeah.
I'm presuming Monday being the busiest work day of the week. That we're going to get even better responses on Mondays when we call stores and businesses, and maybe we can call people.
Yeah, and Monday, everyone's all miserable at work on Monday.
You know what, son of a bitch?
Right?
We need
They're
to do a Monday.
You know?
Dude, hey, let's do it. Monday morning show. Let's do a Monday morning show.
Yeah.
You want to do like a Monday morning show?
Morning, what you mean morning?
Yeah, like a wacky, zany prank call morning show on Mondays. Dude, to cheer everybody up on Monday and the first day of the week, we should fucking do that. Let's do that. Matter of fact, let's do that.
How early are we talking about?
I don't know. What time? What would be a good time? Maybe an afternoon show.
Mid afternoon, morning.
Artie says noon. Maybe noon would work.
11 o'clock-ish.
Maybe a noon show.
Noon would be good. Mid would work.
Because it's 9 a.m. on the West Coast, and it's the lunchtime at the. Yeah, so the restaurants are going to be busy. Usually they got their
lunchtime, and you're not as busy as you are in the morning, or trying to get out there.
No. But restaurants are going to be super busy. Restaurants will be super busy at noon. That'll be funny to prank them.
Oh, restaurants. Oh yeah, because
they got the lunch rush.
They call you when you're like on the rush hour.
Yeah,
they want to get off the phone as quick as they can.
Exactly. There you go.
I used to do that, actually. I used to do a lot of prank calls at lunchtime. So, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
And Blitzcase says, I need to get somebody who's got a bad case of the Mondays from the Office Space movie, you know? Office Space. Fun movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, that's a good idea, Blitz K. You know what? I think I'll make that. So I think we're going to, I think we might
Paula
do this.
Paula Poundstone.
Yeah. That wasn't Paula Poundstone. Or Paula Poundstone has beef with Mondays? Is that what her problem
it
is?
It was.
All right. Hey, guys, I got to play something long. I got to take care of some business real quick. Let's see here. Yeah, what can I play that's Madhouse related? That's
business has been going in another little room business.
Yeah, for a few minutes here. So let me go ahead and do this here real quick. There's got to be something I can play. I saw a prank here
from Thursday.
From Thursday? That's a good idea. I don't think are there any pranks from Thursday up at all? I don't think Hollywood's edited them yet.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm looking.
Then whatever you got.
No, nothing from Thursday. Nothing from Thursday. If I could find something long that I could play. But rather I can't right now. That's interesting. Let me play some music and I'll find something.
Hello. Yes, how you doing? Hello?
Hi. Yes?
How you doing? My name is Chris, and I have a really important question to ask you. Is your manager available right now, the store owner?
No, she only works during the day.
Okay. Well, what position do you have at the store then?
I am a night manager.
Okay, maybe you can help me out with this. All right. This is going to sound kind of crazy, but I've been calling different places, and none of them will let me do it. All right? So, my uncle, he's in prison right now. They're planning his execution for next Saturday. And his final meal, he wanted to be at Burger Hut because he loves hamburgers and stuff. And he said they had some of the best burgers. So he's only in there they charged him with accidental homicide. And what happened was he shot at a guy, and the guy got scared and ran and got hit by a car, and they blamed it on him. So, you know, he wants to know, well, actually I want to know so I can let the jailhouse and everything know. If it'd be okay for him to come in there, sit down, you know, have a couple burgers and get his cholesterol going, and maybe he'll die from the cholesterol before he has to go for the injection. Do you think that's a possibility?
I have no idea. You would have to call the owner. And her
he won't try to kill nobody in the store. Well, I don't know. His bipolar might come in if he gets the wrong kind of ketchup. He has a thing for Hunts instead of Heinz. I don't know what the difference is, but, you know.
Well, you'd have to talk to the owner, and she's the one that makes the decision.
As a matter of fact, if you want to, you know, I can, like, have you, I can call him, and y'all can talk, maybe work out a deal or something like that. I don't know.
If you want to talk to her, she's working in the morning.
She
can you call in the morning?
You know what, if that would not work out, I think he would appreciate it if, like, the whole staff came down there and saw him at the jail, you know, and at least ate a burger in front of his face so he can kind of taste it in his mouth a little bit.
I can't make that decision.
I mean, I'm trying to make my uncle's last meal something good, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
He don't want no S-car snow. He don't want no filet mignon. You know, he wants some Burger Hut.
Yeah, I know. But I can't make the decision, though.
Well, can you write him, like, you know, like kind of take a hamburger and smear it on the paper so it smells like a burger? Not like a scratch and sniff.
I don't know if I could do that.
I have a question. No, whoa, hold on. I have a question. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just...
No, ma'am, no. Ma'am, no. You do not laugh at a customer. My uncle's about to die. You don't sit on the phone and laugh.
This is a laughing matter.
No, this is some serious stuff. I know the term scratch and sniff make him laugh a little bit, but please don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
No, too late for apologies. See, people like you are the same one that made my uncle do this. People like you, some man laughed at him at the shoe store for him buying a pair of shoes too small and walking funny, and he gonna shoot the guy. He didn't even hit the guy. He ran in front of the car, and the car hit the man. They blame my uncle for killing him.
Yeah, justice is terrible these days. People just get the wrong idea.
And you got the wrong idea about me. No,
they want it done
quickly. No, ma'am, no. See, you got a wrong idea about me. I'm thinking with you. This is some serious stuff. This is H-I-R-O-U yellow. Serious. This is serious stuff, and I don't appreciate you laughing.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know what else you want me to tell you. I'm trying to figure this stuff out. Now, can you please go in the office and grab the code of conduct and find the rule where it says to listen early to your customers? I'm sure there's one in there.
Well, for one thing, I don't have an office. And I'm just an employee here. I don't make the decisions.
Well, you're her manager, so therefore you have some kind of authority. I just don't appreciate you sitting on the phone laughing. Well, my uncle's about to die.
I'm sorry about your uncle, and I'm sorry about the justice system.
All it is a white man trying to pull a black man down. This is some Rodney King type stuff.
I'm sorry.
All you can say is sorry.
There's nothing I can do.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of stuff you can do. There really is a lot of stuff you can do. First of all, you can start by not laughing no more. And second of all, you can start by actually sounding like you care about what I'm talking about.
Have I laughed in the last 2 minutes?
As a matter of fact, you have. You smirk.
No, I haven't.
I'm sure you've been smiling, smirking, giggling, whatever you white people do. I don't appreciate it.
See, now you're being prejudiced against us. And how do you know if I'm white or not?
I can tell you're white.
I could be Mexican, or I could be black.
You're not Mexican. If you're, you know, Mexicans sleep at nighttime, can't wake up early in the morning, pick oranges, and you're not Mexican.
How do you know I'm not black?
Because if you're black, you would relate to me on the Rodney King situation.
Well, you're wrong about that.
I'm wrong about, what are you then?
I ain't gonna tell you.
Because you're white. White people
are
liars.
Is he gonna be mean to me?
White devil. White devil, vanilla face. You did this. You did this to my uncle. I'm blaming you on behalf of all the black men in America. I blame you for killing another black man.
It's not my fault.
This is your fault. It is your fault. It's your fault. That I don't appreciate none of this. NAACP, they ain't helping with nothing. You know what? Malcolm X was right. We should go to beat all, beat everybody, and make y'all go outside and pick cotton for us and work for us, and maybe then you'll recognize something.
Okay, you're right.
Exactly. You know I'm right.
You're right.
You better realize and recognize the kind of stuff I'm talking to you about right now, because people like you are killing my uncle.
I'm really sorry about your uncle.
Yeah. You don't sound
enthusiastic. I am. I'm really sorry about your uncle.
What if it was your uncle? Would you want me to laugh about it?
But you know, my brother got murdered 5 years ago, so I know how it feels when part of your family
dies. Okay, well, ma'am, you were laughing at me, so apparently you don't want no sympathy from me.
I thought it was a joke at first.
No, this is serious business.
Why would you call Burger Hut seeing that?
I told you from the get-go. I told you from the get-go this is some serious stuff, and you had to go and laugh.
Well, I thought you were screwing with me at first.
Okay, well, first of all, my uncle, he's kind of overweight, and I guess has a thing for cholesterol and loves y'all burgers oh so much. So maybe that's the reason why. You ever thought about that one? I mean, just, you know.
Well, you know, it's people's choice to eat fast food. It's not my choice.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I just had a thought. Matter of fact, what I think is, if this whole lethal injection thing wanted to kill them, Burger Hut would have done it.
Well, that's what fast food is. It's full of grease.
Why are you going to sell it? And since it's so full of grease, you're going to say, Alec, your food is too good for my uncle who's on death row to eat.
But you know what? It's other people's decision to eat fast food and get big and have cholesterol.
I have a question. Do you smoke cocaine?
They know it.
Talking kind of funny. You okay?
What's that?
Are you under the influence at work?
No.
Oh, because you acting like you kind of, you know, a little bit.
Well, no, I'm not.
Okay, ma'am. May I ask you a question? Do you mind if I come down there and talk to you?
Well, actually, I am closed.
You closed?
So I'm talking to you on after hours here.
Okay, then I guess you get after hour minutes on the phone then.
so I have to go.
Well, go ahead and go. I'm not keeping you. I'm not. I'll go to Burger King. I don't care about no. Anyway, go ahead. Hang up the phone.
I will.
Go ahead and hang the donkey. Bye.
Bye.
Go bye. I said bye.
Business is done with. Let's do some more prank calls here. We've got a lot more numbers here to do. We're going in order, Saturday style prank calls. So we've done two so far. We've called Happy Days and we've called Ninja Pirate. I'm marking Ninja Pirate for a call back here within the next 30 minutes. Talk, try to remind me of that if you could please. Put that on the board. If you don't mind, thank you.
Ninja Pirate.
You know what, I'm going to miss the Saturday nights, but one thing I did do, since January, I've only been buying, like, natural light for beer, you know, beer drinking purposes at home, and I finally went out and bought a Miller Lite, Miller Lite's a little step up. You know what, you can taste the difference. Right. Natural light is pretty good for what it costs, and it will get you drunk, but these Miller Lites, man, I'm telling you. If you can afford it, pay the extra $4, everybody, for that six-pack and get yourself a Miller Lite. Miller Lite is the sponsor of the first 15 minutes of the show. MillerLite.com. That's L-I-T-E. No G-H-T in my light beer. Okay.
This month for the Olympics.
Yeah. What are we doing now? Prank calls, Bowser Wiser, Bowser Wowser.
I guess.
Gifts for pets and pet lovers. Let's do that, everybody.
Bashu Turner Wayne speaking.
Yes, hello. I'm looking for a gift for my little baby Lizzie Poo.
And how may we help you?
Well, what do you have there for my little baby Lizzie Poo? It's her third anniversary of us adopting her here, and we wanted to get something special that would be also utilitarianist. What kind of gift would you suggest for a mocha-colored bitch? It's a female dog, you know, and it's Lizzie Poo.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
My Lizzie, I have a 3-year-old toy poodle bitch named Lizzie Poo.
Well, I see, this isn't the doggy shop anymore. It's Bashu Turner, and they just have clothes and purses and jewelry for ladies.
You mean they got bought out by Ted Turner?
Yeah.
Ted Turner, you say?
Yes, Bashu Turner. He comes from Europe. He's all over the world.
Yeah, Ted Turner's a big guy. He owns TBS and the Braves. And he owned the 96 Olympics. Wow. Well, so you guys sold out and I can't get anything for my toy poodle bitch Lizzie Poo now, huh?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to try another doggy store.
What if we got something from your store? What do you have that might work? Let's be inventive.
I really don't have anything. I would suggest you go online.
Hey, brother.
I think it's...
Brother.
Pardon me?
Brother. Listen, brother. So did you used to do... You used to do the pet stuff before?
Yes, sir.
So, come on, did you ever see the movie Kill Bill where she went back and talked to the guy, Hataru Hanzo, and he was like, oh, I'm retired, I don't make ninja swords anymore, and then she said, well, I'm the woman, and he was like, okay, no problem, and he made the best one ever, the Hataru Hanzo.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do here for Lizzie Poo. You need to come out of retirement for one last time and make your... most beautiful life art.
I wish I could make that decision.
Master Honzo, please. I beg you, Master Honzo.
Because I know in the Kansas City area, they have a terrific doggy shop, but I don't know the name of it to help you out.
Do you have anything that can make into a skirt out of tulle?
I just really don't have anything like that.
So why did you stop making stuff for animals?
I'm not the president. I'm just a peon, and I don't make the decisions.
So what do you do? Do you use your hands there, or what do you do?
Well, I'm just a little cashier here.
Oh, it's an actual... You're the cashier?
Yeah.
That place is that busy, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you in, like, a tourist stop area?
I don't want to cut you off, but I've got a customer here right now.
Oh, please. I know that you guys don't probably see a customer every hour, and that's it. Right? Be honest. You see, like, a customer...
They come in from Hawaii and all over the world.
Well, they get, like, one customer an hour, though, I bet, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not
okay.
That. I'm not
I'm
too
sorry.
Impressed.
I really have to go.
Shame on you for doing this to my little bitch, Lizzie Pooh.
Okay, you have a pleasant weekend, though.
You, sir, feel shame this weekend.
Okay.
Shame on
bye
you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, that's about
to place a call.
That was all for my little bitch, Lizzie Pooh. Thank you.
It's like your little bitch ain't getting nothing.
Nope. Story of my life.
Alright, we'll wait for that. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Nah, this one's not coming in. Bastard.
This is the Rocking Horse Dance Barn.
Good evening, Rockin' Horse Dance Barn.
Hello.
Yeah, it's the Rockin' Horse Dance Barn.
Hi, sounds like you have the phone in your bosom. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, is it a good phone they have?
Brand new.
Oh, yeah, was it from, was it one of those Adelco brands?
Well, just a second, let me look at it.
All right.
Panasonic.
That's pretty good. That's a good brand.
Yep.
That's not Korean, right? No, that's an American brand, Panasonic, right?
Yeah. No one else has ever said they couldn't hear on it, so.
Yeah. But it sounds a little far away is what I'm asking. I thought maybe you got maybe one that was, you know.
Well, I'm in China right now. Maybe that would help.
That's not funny. What's your name?
Dave.
Hey, let me write that down. Dave?
Yeah. What's your name?
What's your position there?
Who are you?
I'm a secret shopper. What's your position there?
Well, let's see. Depends on what day of the week.
I've already graded you on the opening.
Okay.
You've got a poor.
Okay.
Okay.
All
now
right.
We have three other categories to go. Now this is between me and you. You screw this up, and I don't have to explain what's going to happen if your valuation comes in low.
If what? Okay.
All right. So you got a poor already.
Okay.
On the greeting.
And that was because you couldn't hear me, or what? Because
you were messing around on the phone and you made a bad joke, a dirty joke.
Okay, well, you know what?
I don't appreciate that. I'm trying to be serious. This is serious business.
Okay, let's hold on. Let's start over.
All right.
I'm the owner of the business, and you're calling at 9 o'clock in the evening, and I would like to know who you are. If you're seriously calling about a serious conversation, let's move to it. If not, if you're joking around, you're one of my friends, let's figure out what's going on.
All right, sir, take it easy. Take it easy, okay? My name is Jack Valenti. All right, I'm calling from Quality Control. We had a complaint about the service at Rocking Horse Dance Barn, and we're calling in to rate you. If you get two bad ratings in a row, we're going to inform the local Chamber of Commerce, and they're going to pull your liquor license.
We don't sell liquor.
They don't sell liquor. We'll continue that prank call in just a moment. Now a live one.
Hello, Amy. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm pulling your liquor license.
I'm sorry, say it again?
I'm pulling your bloody bollocks liquor license.
I think you dialed the wrong number.
No, this is the Yangming Chinese restaurant, right?
Yes.
I'm going to pull all your licenses. Your liquor, your food license, your water license. I'm going to pull them all.
I'm sorry.
I hurt myself in the gums when I ate a piece of food from your place. And I'm going to pull all your license. You have no more license, lady.
Okay. Our manager's not here right now.
Go. I want you to go. Listen to me.
Can you?
Listen.
I'm sorry?
Listen, woman. I want you to go to the wall and rip down all the licenses right now from the wall.
I have to transfer you to my manager, okay?
Hurry up. Make it so. I thought she was transferring me. What a bitch. I'm going to call her back and let her know. Yeah, the transfer didn't go through.
Oh, did she?
We'll wait for that to come back any second.
To
now.
Place a
there
call, press 1. Please enter your destination number.
Young Ming, may I help you?
You people are so stupid, you don't even know how to transfer the phone right. She hung up after she said she was transferring me.
Maybe, what do you like, sir?
Maybe if you people come to this country, you should speak the language and know how to work the telephone machine. I'm going to pull your license right now, sir. Your phone license, I'm pulling it.
Okay.
Don't let me catch you ever again taking a phone order. I'm going to make
phone
sure.
Phone order?
No more phone order. No more for you. No more.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
You're going to do walk-in only from now on, sir. I'm pulling your phone machine license away.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Put it on the thing. You know, put it on the thing. Caller license. ID caller license. ID caller license.
Okay, thank you.
I heard him saying ID caller. What did he say? Put it on the thing. ID caller license. I think that's what he said. Something weird in the background there. Bastard.
Whatever it is that you have there that makes you money, we're going to pull it, sir. We're going to shut you down any way we can. We're going to nip
you
in the bud because we're sick and tired of the bad service that's been going on here.
Fine. I don't even know who you are or what you're talking about. Well, I've been in business 19 years, and I don't know what you're talking about.
We got a complaint from one of the county commissioners about the level of service here. Repeated complaints and other complaints about problems, refusals of service for reasons other than that there's a right for. Because you have a right to refuse service, but not for people who are handicapped, sir.
We've never refused service to any customer, ever.
So, no, you didn't refuse service to a gentleman who has infallacy.
That has what?
Infallacy.
No, what is that?
He suffers from infallacy.
What is that?
It's a medical condition, sir. I don't have to get into the gentleman's personal private parts, personal private life,
well,
medical history on the phone. But
we have never refused service to anyone in 19 years of business.
Who hasn't? Because he has otherwise here in this fax, and it's notarized. Infallacy, sir.
Okay, we're doing a phone conversation over material that I can't look at or know what you're talking about.
I'm going to send it to you in a moment, sir. I'm just trying to, you know, and I told you already, you got to pour already on the greeting. And right now you're at a fair as far as your competency is. Okay? Okay, so you say you're the owner of the building now?
Yes.
You're the owner of the building?
Yes.
You're the super?
You bet.
Okay. And your name is?
Dave.
Dave. D-A-V like Victor, E like Echo.
Correct.
Okay, and you've been in business for 12 years.
I said 19, so now you lose a point.
Okay, you know what? You're a poor now for the attitude, sir. This is a level 2 call now. You're one strike away, sir. You're one strike away from getting shut down. The mayor is taking this very seriously.
All right, so your name?
Jack Valenti.
Okay, Jack Valenti.
Okay.
And the company
number.
You said was what?
I need your social security number, please.
Oh yeah, like that's gonna happen.
Well, what's your business ID, your tax ID?
That's not happening either.
Your FIN.
What's the name of my business?
The Rockin' Horse Dance Barn Inc.
Okay. Yeah, the Rockin' Horse Dance Barn Inc. Do you know how long that business has been in existence?
Exactly.
How long?
19 years, you said.
No. You don't even have your information correct.
Sir, do I need to send you this fax right now?
Apparently.
Do you have a fax machine? Do you have a fax number I can send it to?
Yeah, it's the same number you called, but I'm not going out to my office at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You got to work with me, man. You got to freaking work with me here, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, well, come on, man. I'm trying to help you out.
I don't know how you're figuring. You're not even during business hours of a quality. What was the name of it again?
Man. I mean, I try everything I can. You know Walmart's moving in again? Walmart's trying to make a move. All these businesses, like, you're going to be out, brother.
Well,
you know
what?
I hate to report this, sir, but you got a minus one. That's it, man. It's over.
All right.
I'm going to fax you the complaint. And you swear to God, you never discriminated against a man with infallacy ever.
No. And the Rock and Horse Dance Barn, Inc. has been in business for 2 days.
2 days is exactly what I have here. It just went through the steps right now for incorporation. I have it right here.
So how in the world could I have refused service to someone in 2 days?
Sir, I don't need to get into the details of this personal private information of the gentleman who made the complaint. But it's a sick state of affairs in this town that they will let someone like you operate like this and judge against someone who just has infallacy. It's bad. Shame. Shame on you. Shame. Shame.
Okay, well,
here we go.
Hello?
Is this the Provocon?
Ma'am.
Hello, woman.
¿Qué es esto? Hello.
Hello, woman.
Yes.
Is this the Provocon?
Yes.
That sounds like a transformer.
What?
It sounds like a transformer, Provocon.
What do you want?
I want you to take off your panties. I want you to take off those panties.
Hello.
Yes, where are your panties?
What do you want?
Your panties.
Huh?
Your panties. I want your panties.
Yo, stop playing. What do you want?
Your panties in my mouth.
So you want my panties? Bye.
Please give me them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. That was fun. I want her panties, everybody. Let's try to call her again about her panties. Panties.
You know, this conversation does not sound like it's coming from a professional.
Sir,
business.
Listen. The fax number is the same number I dialed right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to send the fax right now.
Okay. Uh-huh. Sounds good. So I hope you're not infallist.
Why don't you take the fax?
Hello.
Hey.
Is this the Provocon? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Have you started yet to remove your panties?
Hello.
Yes, I need some panties, please.
Okay.
I need to make an order. Damn it! I wanted to talk to Jose. All right, let's call a different place and ask him about that. About panties. We're gonna call Angie's Island Grill in Philadelphia, home of the Phillies.
You ball it up into a ball. Of
to place a call, to listen to your recorded.
And you say, look at me, I'm a pretty girl.
Yeah.
You know what? You're out of a job, and I'm not going to rest until you're out of this town, sir.
Well, that sounds good. What town am I in?
Renton. You're a sick, sick person.
No, we're not in Renton.
Well, you got annexed.
No. Nope.
You got annexed, you son of a bitch.
We're in Bellevue.
You're annexed into Renton.
Angie's Island Grill.
Yes, hello. I was asking about Angie's panties.
Pardon me?
I was calling about Angie's panties, please. I'd like to make an order for that, if I could.
Panties?
Panties. I see
can you
here.
Call back in the next 15 minutes, please?
It's on the menu here for order. It's called Angie's Panties.
Angie's Panties?
Oh, it's like a food, a special hamburger called Angie's Panties.
No, we don't do that.
Do you have any panties there at all? Nothing like the panties?
No.
What about knickers? They have knickers. Yeah. What am I calling people asking about panties? Panties. Alrighty.
Who's next here, man? Yeah, I saw Jill Biden this morning, Joe Biden's wife. And I didn't vote. I said I was going to vote. I'm going to vote Monday. They don't do... Apparently, Lizzie Poo's making a good point. They don't do panties at that place. Apparently, they don't. They don't do that thing there. They don't... They're commando only. Let me call them back and ask them about that.
It says right here through your registration, sir.
Nope, that's not even my paperwork.
Look, here's the facts again.
Yeah, sounds like a fallacy. So what's next?
Sir, I am the person who's infallist.
Okay.
There's only three people in this world who are infallist.
Okay.
Me, Jack Valenti.
Uh-huh.
God.
Uh-huh.
And George W. Bush.
Right.
All in phallist.
Okay.
And you know what I say?
And you got refused service.
You know what? Your mother is embarrassed of you.
Uh-huh.
Angie's Valen Grill.
Yes, I need to make an order for pickup, please.
Go ahead.
I need one cheeseburger.
We do not sell those, sir.
Well, what kind of, do you have like grilled chicken?
Pardon me?
Do you have chicken?
We have jerk chicken, stew chicken, curry chicken.
Can we do steak, hot tail, curry goat. Shut up. Will we do the chicken,
no, please?
Please.
I'm telling you what we have. Don't tell me to shut up.
Can I please have some jerky chicken? Can I please have some jerky chicken? Can I please have some jerky chicken? Hello? Mrs. Jamaican lady. Mrs. Jamaican lady. Come on. Come on, give me some jerky chicken. Will you at least hang up the phone? If you don't hang up the phone, no one else can call in and make phone orders for hamburgers. Are we just going to stay here a long time? All right. I guess you win, Jamaica lady. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I don't know what happened to me there. I just lost it. I had a reclude moment there for a second. I told her to shut up. She got mad.
Mm-hmm. Told me herself.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
Shame on you.
Shame on me. And so, when did this refusal of service come into play?
I told you it's private property, private matter, private parts matter.
Well, it can't be if it's going to go to, you know, some kind
of
a legal document.
Are you taking a grunt or something right now?
No, I was being phalloused.
It sounds like you're just pushing one out. You're like,
Yeah, I was just being infalloused.
God, I can't stand this. I can't stand this anymore. I just don't know where I'm going, man.
Yeah. Well, when you get the documents...
I'm going up, going down. I just...
When you get
I wake up in the morning, I hate myself so much.
Yeah.
You know what I like doing now? What I think is fun when I take a shower?
Uh-huh.
I actually do the number two while I'm standing up in the shower. And I pick it up and I put it in the toilet and I flush the toilet.
And so that's being infallous.
Do you ever mash it in the grate with your feet?
No, I think that would be a personal question I don't need to answer.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Do you wash your hands after you use the bathroom?
Nope.
Ah, you know what, sir? I got you on tape, and you sir.
Hi, how are you? Is this Young's Restaurant?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom?
Excuse me?
Do you people wash your hands after you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Every time?
Wait a minute.
She's checking the logs. She's starting to shred the files over there. Hello?
Hello?
Ni hao ma.
Who's calling?
Ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma?
Yes. Do you people wash your hands whenever you go to the bathroom?
Who's calling?
This is Constable Lewis. And I'm with the National Association of Hand Washing Signs in the Bathroom that you must put up by law.
This is Korean restaurant.
I know. I went to the Korean restaurant.
Yeah.
I went there, and in the bathroom, it doesn't have a sign that says every Korean must wash their face and hands and armpits after they go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't have the sign in there, so how do we know that you people, when you go pee-pee, that you wash your hands?
Pee-pee, wash your hands?
I have proof that you don't wash your hands after you go pee-pee in the bathroom. Who didn't do that? Who didn't wash the hands? Tell me who it is, and I won't report you. I'll just take care of them.
I don't understand.
Who's the man over there who went pee-pee in the bathroom and didn't wash hands after? What's his name?
Wash your hands, sign?
Give me the name of the man who didn't wash his hands after he went pee-pee in the bathroom. I'm not joking anymore. You will give me the name of this person, or I will take your command codes away from you. Who did it? Tell me now.
How many people is hand washing?
There's one man who works there who makes the chickens. And he did not wash his hands after he did a pee-pee. Who is that man?
I don't understand.
Did you wash your hands? Was it you?
Did you wash your hands?
Ask who was the man that's there that didn't wash the hands.
Yeah, wash the hand, yeah. Everybody wash your hand.
No. Someone didn't, and I'm going to fuck them up. Who was it? Give me a name, boy.
Who name?
The man. Give me the name.
Man?
Yes. What is your name?
I don't know.
You don't know your...
Ono name? What? Who name?
Do you have a name or a number?
It's a name, Cho.
Your name is Cho?
Yeah.
How you spell Cho?
Oi.
Your name is Chong or Cho?
Cho.
Cho? C-H-O?
Yeah.
So Cho doesn't wash his hands.
Why wash your hands?
Cho, no wash hands.
Every time washing, okay?
No, you didn't. I have a picture of you, video picture. You don't wash your hands. I found out.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. You made a pee-pee and you didn't wash your hands, Cho. Giseki. Toajora.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded calls, press 2.
To him, I called him a son of a bitch, and to suck my dick, I said to him in Korean. I found the curses. Over at insultmonger.com, everyone, I recommend you go immediately over to insultmonger.com and then click on their bilingual swearing link right there. And you'll be able to see the different multilingual swearing options right there. You've got generators, insults, and slang.
You'll be able to point across to foreigners.
That's right.
I see.
Okay. I wanted to mention here, it would be nice, you know, if I were to get like a Saturday night show on Syndicate, since I'm going to move, you know, I got to start working now. I can't do the 4 to 6. So if one day that did come up, that'd be cool and all. But man, they really need to do a better job of promoting my show. I mean, you go to the site, I'm not on the banner at all on the top for Syndicate Radio. I don't even appear. And I do show, there's shows up there that don't even exist anymore. And they never put me up there, man. I've been on here for over a year. I've been here for like a year and a half, going on 2 years at this point.
Didn't you design the page?
I did, actually. I did start designing the page that they're using now, and I'm not even in the stupid scrolling banner on the top.
And whose fault's that?
It's not fair. I've voiced this several times. They don't push me. You know what, man? If you go right now to the Stern Fan Network forums, if you go in there and you click on Internet Radio.
Oh, God, I never go there.
On the very top, it says, we're like listed as a show, and it says Madhouse Radio with Gary the Retard, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursdays. I'm
with
like
Gary the Retard.
They take the name of my show and they'd say it's 8 to 10 instead of 10 to 1. And they say it's hosted by Gary the Retard. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? That's so disrespectful.
You better send an email to the guy who runs it, that mutt guy, and just tell him. That's all I can really tell you on that one. On Syndicate, Syndicate's more responsible. They should really do that better.
Because they need to start using this. Yeah, we need to start getting some respect around
here. They're looking you over, looking us over. Yeah.
That's not fair.
We're the top show. We're the best show.
We're a top show. We're a good show. We're better than a lot of internet radio shows out there. When it comes to
price. Oh, that's for gosh darn sure.
If they were smart, they would market it just like this. You know, they could call the triple play of prank calls. Wednesday night, you got Dr. Lego. Thursday night, Carlito and Madhouse Radio.
Saturday night, says he wants to kill himself.
Who?
Apart from that. That guy that wants to kill himself.
Oh, the KDK guy. Is he still alive?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Last time I heard, he was killing himself again.
Again, really?
You know, that same old gag.
When did that happen? Yeah. Again this week? Was it this week again?
That Saturday.
Last Saturday he did?
Last weekend, yeah.
Did he really go into that again? He wants to. What did he say? Did he?
I did that whole gag again. It's old hat. It's stale. He needs to come up with another gimmick.
Yeah. At the very least, someone could. I know someone listening now has the pull to at least tell the people at SFN, for God's sake, don't put down his Madhouse Radio with Gary the Retard from 8 to 10. At the very least, you can have Gary the Retard 8 to 10 and take me off altogether. I'd rather not Madhouse Radio not be up there than them just to say it's on when it's not on and it's Gary's show. Nothing wrong against Gary's show. I love Gary's show. I watch it every week before I go on. But that's just not, that's uncouth, man. That's not right. I'm not Gary the Retard.
I'm going to write a letter and complain.
Yeah. It's funny shit, dude. This insultmonger.com is funny. What are you doing over there? That sounds like you're tap dancing on your keyboard. Let's do another prank call. All right, we did Young's Restaurant. Let's go ahead and call. Do we want to call Ninja Pirate? Let's wait until a little bit to call Ninja Pirate again. Let me take a look here. Let's call Asia Cafe. Asia Cafe. That's in Asia, Little Asia, in Philadelphia. Let's play some more of this prank call that we've been playing, which is called Stupid Grownups.
Nope, we don't serve food either.
Well, you're supposed to wash your hands at the dance barn.
We don't. It's not the dance barn.
What is it then? You told me it was the Dance Bar Inc.
No.
You know, what are you, some kind of cipher? What are you, an enigma? What is this?
No.
Oh, you're all Mr. Mysterious now, huh?
What have I told you so far that you had any kind of backing up to what I said?
You know what,
said?
I'm going to shove it up your ass, okay? Shove it up your ass and get off my phone machine. Right now. Hang up the phone.
Your phone machine?
My phone. Get off of my phone line.
I'm not on your phone line.
Get off. I'm talking to you, right? AB. Hang it up. Right now.
You hang up.
I come in. I'm calling the shots, so you're going to
hang up. You hang up.
Hey, check out the Nabil.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Good, okay?
I am so good now that I'm talking to you, sweetheart.
Huh?
I'm so good now that I'm talking to you, sweetheart.
Oh, okay, you want order food?
Fuck yeah, let's do that.
Huh?
Hell yeah, man.
Okay, well, what's phone number? You know, give me a phone number, please.
It's 407.
407?
459.
459?
4444.
4444?
No. 4444.
Yeah, 4444.
Wait, what again? What did you say?
Okay. 404?
Yeah.
459?
Yeah.
4444?
No. What's the last four again?
4444, right?
How many fours are in that?
Four.
44?
Yeah. What phone number you give me again?
407.
407?
Yeah. 449.
449?
4444.
4444?
Yeah, could you read that to me again, please?
Yeah, 407, 449, 4444.
What was the last four?
Huh? Wait, 404 or 407?
How many fours?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, five. But the last four. How many? Huh? The last. How many?
That was for four. Okay, what you say? Okay, you want water full?
Yeah.
What's for? What's your address?
I'm gonna come pick it up. I don't like you people coming to my house. Because the last time this man got sexual with my dog.
You coming here to pick it up? You know my what's wrong with it?
Well, I don't want you. Is your guy gonna come touch my dog again on the penis?
I know. You know every area. I'm like, what's wrong?
Well, yeah, I know where it is, but I don't want anybody coming over here touching my dog's penis again.
No, you know my restaurant address.
I know where your restaurant address is, yeah.
Where?
It's in Philly, in Rising Sun Avenue, over there where all the Chinese people are.
Yeah, Rising Sun Avenue, you know, Four Man Mail Center?
I don't know what the hell you're saying. What's my phone number again?
You know Four Man Mail Center?
What?
You know Four Man Mail.
Phone Mail?
Four Man Mail Center.
Yeah, sure, whatever you say, bro.
Okay, what's your order, okay? My friend?
How you money make?
What's your order?
Okay. Fax
what
it.
What kind of order?
You want me to fax? You want me to fax the order?
What's your order, yeah.
Okay, hang on, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hit number four?
Number four what?
Hit number four.
Number four what?
The button number four.
Huh?
And you hit the number four and I can fax you the menu. The order.
What's four? Five to get it?
Number four.
Number four what? Number four, five to five to spare it?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
No, yeah, my friend.
Can I get the number 44 on the menu?
44 what?
Number 44 on the menu. You have number 44.
44 what? What's wrong, 44?
With chicken.
Huh?
Chicken 44.
Chicken 44?
Yes.
Why? Yeah.
Can you
the 44 is the profile line, my friend.
Well, that's I was asking what number 44 was, and you're not answering me, so I had to make...
Yeah, 44 is just profile line, my friend.
Not chicken or my friend?
Not chicken, okay?
Okay.
Chicken is 43.
All right, so I'll go with... That guy's funny.
It's a funny Asian guy.
You're all funny and silly.
Oh, those Asian people are all funny and silly and talking funny.
Oh, okay. So you the man.
Hang up the phone, sir.
I don't need to.
We are not joking with you.
I'm not on the phone.
You son of a bitch. You bastard.
So, the fun part is that there's no way that any serious phone call would have come in and had the people talking for this long with that kind of language. So it's just funny and quite interesting. And what's funnier is I have the caller ID when you called.
No, you don't, because I blocked it, buddy.
Hold on, I'll tell you your phone number.
You don't know my phone number, dude. I blocked it.
No, I can't read it on the phone when I'm talking, so... But it's something to do with Washington.
No, I'm not in Washington, man.
No, that just says Washington.
You don't have my phone number, dude. Because I blocked it. You know why? Because I am the Enigma.
Oh, now you've changed.
I'll tell you what. If you give me my phone number now, I will go down there and I will give you $100.
Okay.
I will let you punch me in the mouth.
How about 42655? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You said that was going to block the line, man. He's got the fucking number now, dude.
Hello. Hi. Would you shut up, please? Would that be okay?
Hello?
Would you shut up for me for a second, please? Oh, that was stupid. Let me call her back.
That wasn't nice.
I'm sorry. I wasn't nice.
Yeah, that wasn't nice at all.
Telling her to shut up or her hanging up?
No! The whole... She telling her to shut up? That wasn't nice.
To place a call.
All right. 4444. Yes, I want to say I'm sorry, please, okay?
Hello?
I'm sorry that I said a bad thing to you. I'm sorry. All right? Can I make an order, please, for pickup?
Okay, what's your order?
I want number 407-449-4444.
You're crazy, okay? I know you today.
Crazy, all right. I know it today.
She knows it today.
That's a legitimate number. I'm crazy.
Keep that in mind. She knows it, man.
Yeah.
She ain't no stupid. No, she knows it. She knows
I know it today.
She's wise to you.
All right, let's call Ninja Pirate back. That's the comic book place that we call talking about Dungeons and Dragons. What else did I say?
Yeah.
I said some other wacky stuff with those guys. What did I say?
What do
you mean? I don't know. I said something else to the Ninja Pirate guys. Fuck. I forgot already.
Fuck.
Let's see, maybe.
It's this thing. It's how I remember.
Maybe I could play it. Hang on. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'll play a part of it. Let's see here.
Yeah,
just
look at this.
Maybe I have it here still.
Just have it here.
It was the second call of the day. Today's the 25th, right? 25. 3 minutes, 59 seconds. That looks about right. All right, let's see.
Matt, it's cards.
Cool, Nunu's here.
Yeah, Nunu.
I don't know, baby.
That's what it was. I was wanting to buy upgrade to... I was a Sodomist priest. The, right, Sodomist priest, that's what it was. Let's do it again.
Oh, yeah, Sodomist... Right.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. Look, I'm sorry, all right? Please don't...
This is Amira.
Hi. Is this the person, the man, woman, child that I was talking to earlier?
Is this the radio station that keeps calling us?
No, I'm not with the radio station. I'm calling for the making...
We looked up your phone number on the internet. You're an internet radio station?
I'm not. Who said? Who says this?
We looked it up.
What number?
We looked up the numbers you're calling from.
What number? I might block my number, woman.
Well, there's a number appearing on our phone.
That's impossible. I blocked my number.
It's
an
unknown caller, but it has a phone number.
There's no phone number there. There's no such thing.
407-459-4444-4534.
Oh, my God. How did you get it?
It's on my phone.
And you traced it?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you trace it to?
A radio station.
Which one?
What radio station is it? Danny? Madhouse?
Hey, don't tell my mom, okay? Because she'll take away my Nintendo Wii again.
Hey, whatever. We gotta go. We have a huge tournament on Saturdays. So I can't deal with you.
Oh, wow. The nerds are coming in. Yeah. They're able to trace. How do they
number?
Let me try that. Hang on. That's funny. It's like, is this the internet radio station?
Wow.
407-459-4544.
Wow.
Damn. Oh, wait a minute. We're up in the annoying callers numbers. Hang on. Let's see that. I think someone figured this out. Hang on. Let's see.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Let's see.
Annoying caller numbers. What do you mean?
There's a company that, like, if you get prank called or if you get, like, not harassing calls, but telemarketer calls, you put it up and they'll let you know who it is. That's impossible. How would they reverse search it and find out?
Wow.
I'm trying to see. Trace any...
The geeks, they know that shit, dude.
I would like to know how they were able to do that. Let me see. 4534. Reverse phone detective. And it just comes up as Orlando, Florida. It doesn't say anything at all. How would they figure it out? I feel like calling it back and asking them. They're obviously really busy now with the nerd thing. Or was it Dungeons and Dragons that they got going on right now? Huh. Well, that's interesting. Let me try one more there. AnnoyingCallers.com. Mm-hmm.
No? Or does it come up either? I wonder how they did that. All right, well, whatever, doesn't matter. No issues there. They still can't get through to me. I'm still protected under a wall of surveillance. Seriously, how'd they do that? Someone tried to find out. Someone tried to trace the four. You know, Lonesome Loser back good or Nunu. Try that. It's 407.
What was the number that she said, though?
It's the one that we spoof out.
What is that number?
It's a Grand Central number that rings through. Okay. You know what? I know how they did it. If you call the number, it says this is Madhouse Radio. That's why. All they did was call it back. That's why.
Yeah,
hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
All they did was call. They tried to call back, and I was on a call and was busy. Watch. It takes you to a special voicemail. I remember I told you one of the changes say you've reached the offices of Jack Masterson, Ralph Littlejohn, and
Eddie Garcia. And it says Madhouse Radio on it?
I'm pretty sure it does. Yeah, we'll see.
You've reached the Madhouse Radio studio. We can't get to you right now. Leave a message. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
That's how they did it. They didn't put it in the internet. She lied. Athena, remember you're going to record that? Athena?
Yeah.
When you get off your cold, Athena has a cold, or you have a bronchitis, what do you think you got? Sinusitis?
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever you're over that, I got to get you to record that
Sorry?
Message. Yeah, it should be all right. Whatever. There's worse things that could happen. Let's call. That was the Golden Gate restaurant we did last. Let's go ahead. It's so funny that they called that back and got that message. All right, let's call the Sunset Cafe. You know, that happened again last week. Remember we ordered that music for John McCain? The guy called back with the music and he heard that message.
Yeah. What happened with that? I forgot what happened.
No, he heard that message right now that we played right now that says you've reached Madhouse Radio or whatever, you know? So I guess he figured it was a joke. I gotta re-record that to say, you know, you've reached, or just have it say, you know, I'm not available, leave a message, you know, something like that. Let me see if I can check my grant. I don't think they left a message on it, though. No, they didn't. I would get an email if they did. So they didn't leave a voicemail on the line, but they did figure it out. Okay, anyway, so what? Who cares? But let's play this call here by Reclu called Racist Rooster while I do the next prank call to Brother's House Pizza the Second, where a black woman answered. It's asking for some pizza machines.
Second, huh?
One. Second.
Hello? Rooster?
Yeah. What's your problem?
I'm sorry.
What's your motherfucking problem? Y'all want to start a fire?
This is Rooster, so I'm not real
you
sure
bunch of
what
fucking
you're talking
Klansmen.
About. Who is
Yo,
that?
Yo, we're going to run your racist ass out of this community.
Okay, well,
we don't appreciate
racist,
your nigger-hating ways.
Okay. I apologize for that.
Okay, let me talk to your manager then. I don't appreciate
I am
you
the
so
manager.
You don't like... What?
I am the manager.
Also, you racist from the top down, huh?
From the top
who's a,
down.
Who's in charge over there besides you?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
All right.
Is this Italian pizza?
Italian pizza?
Yeah.
No, this is Brother Pizza.
But your Italian pizza, right? You have Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order for the number 44, please.
Hold on.
You stupid asshole.
Pick up all delivery?
Stupid.
You want to pick up all delivery?
I want to pick it up. You want my phone number?
Okay. What's your name?
407. 459. 4444.
44? Yeah. This is the phone number, right?
Can you read it back to me, please?
The phone number. Can you say again?
407.
47.
449.
449.
4444.
44. Okay, 47. 4459. 444.
You messed it up completely.
No, 47.
Where's the O?
Huh?
Where's the O?
407.
47.
Uh-huh.
4-4.
Okay. How many beats do you want?
4.
4 pizza?
Yes.
Large or small or...
Number 4. Uh-huh. Number 4.
Number 4?
Yes.
One large pizza?
One number 4.
Yes. Special number 4?
Yes, special number 4. Four number
okay,
4.
Okay, one large pizza.
16.
Huh?
4 times 4 is 16.
I can't help you. Sir, you want special number 4, right?
4 number 4.
You selling the...
4 number 4?
Yeah, that's
what
it.
What do you mean 4 number 4?
4 number 4. 4 number 4. Do you add them? Is 4 plus 4 is 8, or 4 times 4 is 16?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, Brother Pizza?
You people have a poor rating for greeting already.
Excuse me?
You have a poor rating for the bad greeting already.
Can I help you?
You have a low score. You have a number 4 score right now, 4.
Okay, can I help you?
I'm making an order for a pizza machine.
You're making an order for a pizza what?
Machine.
Pizza machine?
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Making
you want
an
order?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I gave a phone number to the nice foreign gentleman, and I don't think he could write it down right.
Yeah.
Did he write it
down?
That's
why he's asked it for.
What?
Are you picking it up, hon?
Are you being rude?
Am I being rude?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, are you going to pick it up, or do you want it delivered?
I would like to pick it up because I don't like people come to my house.
Okay.
Nasty, sick people like that. No.
Okay, and what did you want, huh?
I want 4 number 4. 4 plus 4 is 8, and times 4 is 16. 4 plus 4 is 8, times 4 is 32. And you add 3 and 2 together, and it's 6. No, it's 5. Oh, shit. Oh,
say
God.
That again?
Number 5.
You want a number 5 special? The everyday special or the family special?
I want 4 number 4s, and when you multiply them together, it's 16, and you add that together, it's 7. Number 7.
I'm going this way, yeah.
You want 4 number 4s.
Number 7. Yeah, 4 number 4s is number 7, right?
All night.
4 number 4s.
Mm-hmm.
Is the cheesesteak or Italian hoagie, french fries, and a can of soda?
A can of soda?
Yeah.
Who does cans of soda anymore? What about the 20-ounce bottle? Can I upgrade?
Hello?
Can I upgrade to a 20-ounce bottle instead of a can?
Sir. Sir.
Yes.
What you like to eat?
4 number 4 plus 8 is 32.
4 number 4?
Plus 8 is 32.
You don't have
it. You don't have number 4?
No.
What about number 3?
Number 3.
Number 2.
Huh?
Number 2. I need to do number 2.
Okay, what's number 2?
You want to know what number 2 is.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call.
Oh, if you don't know what a number 2 is, I ain't going
to
tell you.
I ain't going to be the one to show you, buddy. Oh, man. Who does number 2 work for? That's a good question.
Would be the only one.
Okay. Can you explain to me why you don't like niggas?
I don't have one single problem with African.
Oh, well, you just said no. I called last time, and you said no, I don't.
Sweetheart, this is the first time I've answered the phone.
Oh, okay. So you're playing games now. I just talked to you on the phone. I just called up.
No, sweetheart, this is the first time I answered
the
phone.
This is
the
second time I called.
Sweetheart, they handed me the phone, and I answered the phone this time.
Okay, well, what other broad is working there? Because somebody picked up the phone, I asked them, and they said no, they don't like.
I apologize for that.
Okay, who
can I help you with something?
Else is working there?
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I just told you what. I got a problem with that. whoever, whatever broad answers
and
the phone.
I can address that problem, but if there's
okay, we'll address it right now.
Right
get
now?
Him on the phone and apologize to me right now.
Sweetheart, I'm not going to embarrass the person.
You ever heard of the NASIP?
Yes.
You ever heard of that? The NASIP?
NACP.
NAACP.
Yep.
Coming at you. Coming at
okay.
you strong.
Okay.
All right, do you want that on your ass? I don't think so.
Sweetheart, I'm
you don't
just
be racist.
To help you,
no,
okay?
I ain't your sweetheart. I ain't no sweetheart of yours.
I'm just trying to
you know
help
what I'm saying? You work for the man.
Something I can do for you.
I know Uncle Tom. I ain't going out like that.
Okay. Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah, once you get somebody on the phone, apologize for your racist remarks.
I've already apologized for whatever
oh,
was
I thought
said,
you said you
meant... I don't even know what was said, but I apologize for what...
Bullshit.
Crunch, can I help you?
That's a bunch of bull crap, sir.
Hello?
That's a bunch of bull crap, sir.
What?
About the chicken, what happened with that chicken. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Can I make an order for chicken spaces, please?
Yeah, what would you like?
I would like chicken in a box.
Uh-huh.
When you take the chicken out, I want you to put it in one of those things with oil and you make it hot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Do you have
anything else?
The number four.
Number four?
Yeah.
What's number four?
What about number two?
What is it?
What do you mean?
What is it? What's the order?
I want number two.
Number two, what is it?
What is what?
Number two. Yeah, I know it's funny.
You know what number two is?
No.
Yeah, I bet you've had number two before for lunch and dinner.
Okay, I'm busy.
That was stupid. Wow, that was stupid.
Whatever was said. Is there
well,
something
I mean,
I can
so there's, yeah, so basically I call back and then somebody else going to say it and then nothing's going to happen. They're just going to keep on doing it.
No, sweetheart, they won't.
God damn you, hillbillies.
Okay, and you want to complain about us, but you just said, God damn you, hillbillies. Now that's
well, yeah, because
hang
you know
on,
what I'm saying.
On.
I mean,
please
you...
don't interrupt me. That's not fair to me because I just now answered the phone.
Yo, we'll get
and
more.
I'm trying
we'll
to get you taken care of, okay?
I'm gonna call back Angie's Island Grill.
Is there something that I can do for you?
We're asking for chicken panties.
With the business of roosters.
With the business of roosters.
Yes.
Sounds like the only business you're doing is burning crosses.
No, we're not. We do not have a problem with African Americans.
So do you use kerosene or just regular gasoline when you put it on a cross and burn it?
Neither.
Okay, what do you use then? Lighter fluid?
We do not burn crosses here.
Okay, where do you burn them?
We do not burn crosses, period. We have no problem with African Americans.
Do you just build a cross or somebody else burn them?
That's how you do it. Build a cross, let someone else burn it.
Andrew Solomon Grill, may I help you?
Hi, lady. I'd like a number four, please. She's not even going to go for it. She does not understand. Well, she does understand. I think that's what the problem is. She's not having it.
She's not having it from the White Devil.
All right,
let's continue here with another prank call. Let's play some more racist rooster and move along here and do some more calls. We've got the old English style pizza. Boy, that sounds good. I'll tell you what. I can't
wait to have an old English style pizza. What would the English people put on it?
No, nope,
potatoes.
We have no problem with African Americans.
Okay, well,
don't think they have pizza.
Maybe not African Americans. You obviously have a problem with niggas.
Sweetheart, I don't like that word, and I don't consider
I don't like it either.
That.
I don't like it either. That's why
and
I'm calling.
And I don't consider anyone that.
Well, me neither, except
okay.
my niggas.
Okay.
My boys
well,
on the block.
Well, I don't have boys on the block, and I don't have those words. I don't say those words. I don't call people
yeah.
those words. I just need to know what I can help you with.
You ever had the black experience yet?
I have not.
Okay, well, maybe that's what can remedy the situation. That's how we can work this out. We're just going to take you on a date. Don't even be thinking that filthy shit. Don't even be thinking like that. Mind in the gut.
I don't know who you are.
What are we thinking? Think I'm an animal?
I did not say that. I just okay. don't know who you are. I don't
well,
agree to go on
maybe.
Dates with anybody unless I...
Oh, shit. Forgot to turn the phone on. Got it right in time for them to hang up. Oh, beautiful. Damn it.
Know who they are.
Okay, well, what's your special?
The bar has ladies' night on Thursday night and pitcher beer
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday night.
No, I'm just saying, what's your special? You got food down there?
Yes, we do.
What
but
kind?
We don't have any specials on food. We have fried chicken.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, sir.
You gotta be kidding me.
We are
Why would you
Roosters?
Say something like that? The first food that pops in your mind is fried chicken.
We are
What kind of shit is that?
Set.
What
Do
else you got?
Call-
you got watermelon down there?
Do you call ISIS?
Your call will be handled momentarily.
You. 3, 2, 1, okay.
I see a number that I do want to call. It's called Ribs R Us. That sounds good. Right now I could go for some of that. Ribs R Us. They are located
yeah.
in Philadelphia also.
Ribs
Ooh.
Sounds good. Indeed.
Yeah. You do this to Aishin?
Who?
Aishin.
Aishin? What the hell is Aishin's?
You might look up Aishin's. E-I is how you first spell the word.
Let me write this down.
Up.
Hold on a second.
Because they are the longest standing restaurant in Oklahoma, and they serve fried chicken, and that's it. So you
yeah,
might,
but I mean, what else do you serve?
You might talk to them
first. What else do you serve?
We have okra, green beans,
okay.
fried green
okay.
beans, squash, zucchini,
uh-huh.
fried mushrooms, fried
what
jalapeno
meat?
Peppers. We have hot links, Polish sausages, corn dogs.
Okay, and of all those foods, the first one you want to talk about is fried chicken because you're talking
that,
to a black man on the phone.
No, if
That's
I was
the
talking
first
to
food
a,
that comes
if
out
I was
of your
talking
mouth,
to a Caucasian person or a Hispanic person, I would also tell them the first thing would be chicken.
Oh, really? Fried chicken, huh?
Yes.
Oh, you wouldn't tell a Caucasian. You'd probably tell them the Polish sausage first, right?
No, I would not. Fried chicken is our specialty. That is what we cook. That is our most ordered food. And that's
well,
what
I'm going to call back as a Polish
first.
Person and see what you say.
Then you do that. And I will still tell you chicken. Fried chicken.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Cheese fried chicken. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what else you got? What kind of drink specials you got? But don't tell me Hennessy.
We don't carry Hennessy.
All right, well, that's a plus. Don't tell me Ripple Wine. Don't even say that.
I'm not sure what that is, so apparently we don't
Okay, well, that's good. Maybe that's because you... That definitely says you're sheltered.
Apparently.
All right. So is it... What kind of bar is it? Obviously some hick bar. Y'all wear a cowboy hat down there or something?
We got a prank call request
Mr.
from
Russ.
Tim. Hey, Tim sent in a message. Hello.
Hello, Ribs R Us.
Is this the Ribs R like they have? We have ribs there, right?
Correct.
Wow, that's great. What would you describe your yellow sauce as like?
You're gonna have to speak just a little louder.
What you describe your yellow sauce as like?
My what?
What you describe your yellow sauce as like there?
Describe my yellow what?
Sauce.
Sauce?
Yep.
Is there anything that I can help you with?
I'd like to make an order for, you know, ribs, but I want to ask more about the sauces.
The sauces?
Yeah.
Okay, the barbecue sauce. It comes hot or mild.
Can you say sauce again, please?
Sauce.
Sauce?
Yes.
What kind of accent is that?
I have no idea.
Where are you from?
Where are you from? Seriously, what is that sauce? What's that about? That's so disgusting. It makes your mouth do nasty stuff, dirty stuff with your mouth.
Oh, really?
Look at your mouth when you say sauce. Do it.
Sauce.
You see how it makes your lips do that?
No, it's actually no mirror here for me to look into.
Well, maybe you should take a picture of a black man's ass and it'll give you an idea of what your face looks like.
Okay, maybe I will.
Mm-hmm. Probably smells like that, too.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah, why don't you put a man on the phone over there, please?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay. He told me to put a mask on my face as a black man, and that might give me an idea of what I look like. Then he told me to put a mask on.
Rip, tell me how to help you.
That woman told me to take a picture of an African-American man's ass and that my face looks like that. Whatever
well, this
she
is true.
Whatever she told you that I said, I didn't say she's a lying woman.
What you need?
I asked her from the beginning that I don't speak to females on the phone. My wife doesn't allow me to speak to other women on the phone because of Sharia law.
Okay, so could what you, do you need?
I need yellow sauce. I need ribs with the yellow sauce.
You need the yellow sauce?
Right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, do you only have red sauces there?
Correct.
Could you make a mustard-based sauce, please?
No.
Do you have greases there? And mustard?
We don't.
You don't have any type of grease or drippings there at all?
We have grease.
Yeah, well, we'll mix
that. In the back somewhere.
Can we mix that with some mustard?
No, we already have our sauce pre-made. If you want it, you could come in and get it.
Well, what I'm asking, maybe if you could give me a little cup of grease drippings, and then we'll, and then maybe some mustard, and we can mix it up a little bit with like a wooden spoon or something like that.
That sounds like a plan. Come on in.
And I would call that mustard rib sauce.
Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe between me and you, we'll eat it together. You know.
Sure. Come on in.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Can I have the number 4?
Sure.
What's the number 4 exactly? How you know? I caught you in a line.
Chicken
didn't
sandwich.
I? It's a what?
Chicken sandwich.
It's a sandwich?
Huh?
What kind of accent is that?
What kind of what?
What kind of stupid accent is that you got?
Why don't you come on in and find out?
I'm going to come in and I'm going to scrub the face with your, the floor with your face.
And find out.
And I'm going to introduce your face to my kneecap. All right. He's all about it. He likes dirty, rough stuff. What kind of accent is that anyway? Sauce. Who talks like that anyway?
Yeah.
Nasty people talk sauce.
People up there.
Nasty people.
Eastern people. Up there, they say, they talk funny up there in the Eastern Seaboard.
I mean, they say funny stuff, too. All right, we also have got here, what time is it now?
Yeah.
6 p.m. All right, so... when are we leaving? All right, so let's go ahead and do one last call, and we're going to end it. We're going to end the show here. Nunu says to call the Al Bilal. I don't have an international card, Nunu.
You're just going to end it. Just like that, you're going to end it.
Just like that. All right, let's call the subway here that Tim sent into us, and let's call it a show. Yeah, talk, you know when I got a life. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I got a life. I got things to do here, buddy.
Sometimes we do. Most of the time.
Ooh, I got a life. Oh,
okay.
You're a bragger. Bragger.
What? Would I be out of place? What would I be out of place wearing down there? Do you profile people that come in your door?
No, we do not.
What if I'm wearing a backwards baseball hat or something?
That would be perfectly fine if that's what you choose to wear.
Okay, what about one pant leg up?
That would be perfectly fine if that's what you choose to wear.
What about a red bandana?
That would be fine if that's what you
want. You know what side the Crip side is?
Sweetheart, I do, but we don't profile people when they walk in the door. If you cause problems, then anybody that walks in the door, I don't care what race they are, if they cause problems, then they're out.
Do you guys get a lot of hubcaps stolen?
No, we do not.
So it's pretty safe and well-lit area?
Yes.
All right. So what else is there to talk about then?
Use your normal voice.
To you. I'm just trying to figure out what you would like.
The number you have dialed, 215-674-9919, has been disconnected. 215.
Thank you, Tim, for wasting our time. We appreciate it there. All for nothing.
Thank you, Tim. You know, Carlito has a life, and you're wasting 2 minutes of it with your incompetence.
All right, this
you
is
know,
the...
He has a life, you know. He has other things to do than this little dicky show. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah. There's one last one we'll do. We're going to call Jamaican D's in Philly. Jamaican D's. All Jamaican right. D's nuts in your mouth.
Hey.
Okay, well, I'm trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just trying to figure out if you're racist or not. But I think you are, but now you're trying to hide it because of these laws against that.
Sweetheart, I don't try to hide anything.
Is this Jamaican D's?
Jamaican D's?
Yes, hi. Do you have jerky chicken there?
Yes.
Could you make me an order for number four?
You want a number four?
Four number four.
Four number four?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a nice evening. Hello?
Yes, who was that? Are you talking to me? Are you hanging up on me already?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably one person because we got three people here who went to the phone.
Well, someone was trying to hang up the phone on me just now. Was that you or someone else?
Okay, how can I help you?
I want to make an order for number four.
What's number four?
It's the same as a number two without a drink.
So you want rice and beans, jerk chicken?
Sure, whatever you say, lady. That sounds good.
Oh, gosh.
Do you have chicken? Does the chicken have panties?
Panties?
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second, okay?
No.
Can I help you, miss? Yes, my feet. All right. Yes, hello?
So does the chicken have panties or not?
Does the chicken have panties?
Mm-hmm. Do you add that to it, panties?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was asking about the number two, the chicken.
Huh?
I was asking about the number two. Who is this? You sound like a man.
Listen.
Is this a woman or a man?
Women is a woman or a man. It's a man fire.
It's a man fire?
Huh?
Are you a woman or a man?
What do you want to buy?
I want to buy the chicken with the panties.
You want to buy a chicken with the panties?
They have do you add panties to it? You know?
Yeah, what?
It's a spice called panties.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have any panties there? Hello?
You got the wrong number here.
No, this is chicken store. Jamaican chicken, right? Hello? Can I fence something over there, please? Alright. I have no idea how they prepare their chicken. Good deal. Wicked says, chicken with the panties. Laughed my ass off loud. He laughed. Yes, that's right, he did. Hey, Davi, what's up? My cat Davi's here. How you doing, Davi? Davi's over here meowing. He's saying hi. Everyone say hi to Davi. That's spelled D-A-V-I.
Hey, it's not meowing. I don't hear him.
He was before, Tuck. You can't hear because you're half deaf.
No, he wasn't. I'm not deaf. See me, Alan. I don't hear me, Alan. You know.
Yeah, whatever. Well, everyone be sure to visit madhouselive.com. That's my website. Tuck's website is tuckermike.com. So.
You don't have a cat.
Yeah, dude, I got two. Madhouselive.com for us.
Go to the blog.
And Tuck has a new blog also. That's right. And... that's it, I think. I don't have anything else to talk about. I
that's
mean,
it.
You know, we did pranks. We came, we saw, and we conquered.
I might go on the air this week and do some sort of Halloween going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, if not, I'll just record it and put it on the podcast.
The podcast, let me know. We'll We'll do something with it, too. All right, folks, we're out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you here on Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stay tuned to Syndicate Radio for Silence for 2 hours, followed by The Ford Show from 8 to 10. And at 10 o'clock, the hook-nosed bastard guy comes on, and then Jake Simsaw. Goodbye.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.